It's Friday. It's the 19th day of July 2019. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Oh, and I'm living here now until probably the middle of August.
Living here at KUAF?
Yeah.
How come?
Because it's too hot to go outside.
So once you came in, I gotcha.
This is it.
All right.
If you're brave enough, however, to go outside, perhaps you ought to go when it's getting dark.
Okay, so give me some ideas about playing in the dark.
How about Firefly Fling?
Oh, yes.
That's tomorrow night at the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks in Fayetteville. But it's not just things you can see ordinarily in the dark. It's magical things you can see in the dark.
Magical.
Like fire twirling.
Oh, right.
And glow sticks and glowing wings and...
and some fireflies.
And very much kids of all ages. And the University of Arkansas Department of Entomology is going to be there with some live and preserved insects. And Crystal Bridges and the Amazium and the Ozark Science Center will all have booths. The Jones Center is bringing an obstacle course, which will probably get to be more fun as it gets darker.
Right.
And there's music. Ashton Barbary, who is one of my new favorites from this summer, and the Firefly Fling Band.
Okay.
And the Odds will all be performing, and they're going to have food trucks, and you can bring picnic dinners, and it'll be great fun. It's at 6 o'clock.
At the BGO.
At the BGO tomorrow night. Tickets are $3 to $11 in advance. $3 kids, 11 adults.
Oh, I see.
5 to 15 at the gate.
All right.
And you can find out more at 750-2620. Or you can go where I consistently believe is the happiest place in the Midwest.
You say that at Silver Dollar City.
I do, because it's Moonlight Madness.
What happens now?
You get to do stuff in the dark.
Oh, okay, well.
And they have fireworks.
Still?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got to talk to a girl named Morgan Duncan, hasn't been there terribly long. She's attractions manager. And she's over what she calls the classic rides or the legacy rides, like the steam train and the flooded mine and the American plunge. And like so many people who work there, which is part of the reason I love this theme park, she remembers going there with her parents and going there with her grandparents and riding the steam train. And it's her favorite. And you get to do all these things at night. They're open till 10 p.m. from today through August 4th.
So you can beat the heat a little bit.
Yeah. And after 5, all ages, $30.
And if they're open till 10, that gives you 5 hours at $30 per person.
Right. Okay. Which is not terrible. So this lasts till August 4th at Silver Dollar City in Branson. And then there's also the Basin Park Music Series tomorrow night. It starts at 5 and lasts till 7. Not really dark. But if you want to go, it's very cool. In that sense of the word, Arlo McKinley and the Lonesome Sound at Basin Spring Park in Eureka Springs. The Forest Concert Series is tomorrow night at Crystal Bridges.
With a New Orleans piece of flair.
Big Chief, Juan Pardo, and the Golden Comanche Mardi Gras Indians.
Right.
7 o'clock, $12 tickets. On Tuesday, the Sugar Creek Astronomical Society. Why do I put words like this in my script? Are hosting a star party from 6:30 to 10 at the Metfield Pavilion in Bella Vista. It's free. It's sponsored by the library up there. You can go see the stars with some experts.
Sure.
And then on Thursday, it's the Gully Park Concert Series at 7 with Mary Heather and the Sinners.
We have just given you so many reasons to sleep in so you can be wide awake for nighttime activities.
I like the sleep-in part. I think I'll go try that.
All right. Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.